Peter, that was quite close for the first half of the meeting, and then it just seemed to get away from one or two of your riders.
Yeah, we weakened as the meeting went on, I thought, rather than, as is usual with us, you know, we thought a strong start and we'd be able to maintain that. But we just had too many passengers today, you know, not enough heat winners. And of course, the 3 points we gained from the rider replacement riders is in no way reflective of what Rory would have scored. So a combination of that, you know, few riders not at their best, and the rider replacement handicap were just too much against a very much informed Peterborough team.
Yes, I mean, they did look informed. They're obviously very experienced. You did have a couple of riders who were particularly on form, though. We saw Luke Becker again showing us what a talent he is, and is that the best of Ryan Douglas we've seen for quite a while?
Yeah, I think if you've got two riders in a speedway team riding really well, you can always sort of stay in the game. But they just needed that bit of backup from somewhere, and it was nowhere to be seen, you know, so that was the difference.
For a young man, Luke is very impressive. I noticed at Sheffield the other week, he didn't take long to dial himself in, and he's very competitive, and here he seemed to come on stronger as we were going on.
Yeah, he's developing, you know, really quickly now. He's doing well in Poland, he's doing well here on tracks which he has very little experience of. So he's obviously got a very bright future, you know, and hopefully that'll be with Wolverhampton for years to come.
I get the impression he's quite canny. He seems to learn very quickly.
Yeah, he's a bit resistant to change, I would say. But, as long as he has his cottage pie for lunch, he's ready for anything.
I think we can all speak to that. Yeah. Obviously, you've got, you know, a meeting penciled in next week. I think with people who will have seen the announcements from the club in recent days, and obviously with the situation on restrictions, it's a very difficult time for everybody in lots of walks of life, but clearly it's a testing time for you at Wolverhampton.
Yeah, absolutely. And all I can really say on that is that we've heard today's announcement. We just need a day or two to reflect on that and then make our plans accordingly.